السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، ربي زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا فزدنا علما، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. Inshallah, we will start with Ayah 22-25 of Surah Al-Baqarah today. And we will do the word-for-word meanings first, starting with ayah number 22. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي, the one who, جعل, he made, لكم, La, for, kum, all of you. Al-aruda, al means the, and aruda, earth. Firashan, a bed. Wa, and, as-sama'a, the sky. Bina'an, a canopy. Wa, and, anzala, anzala, he sent down. Min, from, as-sama'i, the sky. Ma'an, water. Fa'akhraja, fa is the pronoun here. Fa is the prefix, and it means then or so. Akhraja, he brought out. Bihi, be with. He, it. Min, from. As-samarati. Al in the beginning means the. Samarat is the plural of samaratin, which is fruit. So samarat is fruits or provisions. Rizqan as provision of sustenance. Lakum, la for, kum, all of you. Fala, fa, so, la, do not. Taj'alu, the ta in the beginning means you. And the waw followed by an alif in the end of the word makes it plural. And ja'ala is the root word here, which means to make. So, تَجْعَلُوا, all of you, make. لِلَّهِ, li, for. اللَّهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْدَادًا, rivals, or partners. Wa, while. أَنْتُمْ, you. تَعْلَمُونَ, you all know. Now, in this word, ta in the beginning means you, and the una ending makes it plural. And ilm is the root word here, ayn, lam, mim, which means knowledge. So, ta'lamun, you all know. Wa, and, in, if, kuntum, kun, are or were, tum, you, fi, in, raibin, any doubt, mimma, this is a compound word, min means from, and ma means what? Nazzalna, nazzal, gradually sent down, and na in the end is the pronoun here, meaning we, so we sent down, ala, upon, abidina, abidi, servant, na, ours, fa'tu, fa in the beginning means then or so, u'tu, bring, bisuratin, with a surah. But when we translate into English, we don't have to say with. You can say, then bring a surah or chapter, min, from, mislihi, misli, like, he, it. Wa, and, ad'u. So this word, ud'u, means call. And we know that it is plural because it's followed, the end of the word has a waw followed by an alif. And dua is the root word here, which means to call out or invoke, like when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wada'u and call. Shuhada'a, partners or witnesses. Kum, yours. Min, from. Duni, besides. Allahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In, if. Kuntum, kun, are or were. Tum, you. Sadiqeen, truthful. So sadiq is the root word here, and that means sadaqa. Sidq means truth, and sadiq is one who is truthful, and ina ending just makes it plural. So sadiqeen are those who are truthful. Fa, then, in, if, lam, did not. Taf'alu, ta in the beginning means you, and wawalif in the end of the word makes it plural. And fa'ala is the root word, meaning to do. So taf'alu, you all do. Wa and lan, will never. Taf'alu, you all do. Fa, then, ittaqu. This is, again, a command, fear. And the waw, alif, in the end, makes it plural. So, fattaku, then you all fear or save yourselves. An-nara, the fire. Allati, which? Wakudu, fuel. Ha, it's. An-nasu, al, the, nasu, people or mankind. Wa, and. Al-hijaratu, the, al is the, hijara, means stones. U'iddat, it was prepared. Li, for, al, the, kafirin, disbelievers. So, lil-kafirin, those who disbelieve. Wabashir, and give good news. Wa means and bashir means to give glad tidings, good news. Al-lazina, to those who, amanu, they believed. Wa, and, amilu, they did. As-salihati, the righteous deeds. Anna, indeed. Lahum, la, prefix meaning for. Hum, means them. Lahum, for them. Jannatin, gardens. This is plural of jannatin, which means one garden. This is jannatin, gardens. Tajri, flow. Min, from. Tahtiha, tahti, underneath. Ha, it or them. Al-anharu, the rivers. Kullama, whenever. Ruziku, they were provided risk or sustenance. Now, razaqa is the root word here, which is basically risk, and that is provision. Okay, provision of life. So, ruziku, they were given provision. Minha, min, from. Ha, it, min, from. Samaratin, any fruit. Rizqan, as sustenance or provision. Qalu, they said. Hada, this. Alladhi, is which. Ruziqana. So the same root word here, ruziq, which means were given, na, we. So sustenance, we were given, min, from, qablu, before. Wa, and, utu, they were given, bihi, be, with, he, it, mutashabiha, resembling, or similar. Walahum, wa, and, La, for, hum, them, fiha, fi, in, ha, it, azwajun, pairs or spouses, mutahharatun, ones completely pure or clean, wahum, wa, and, hum, they, fiha, fi, in, ha, it, khalidun, ones who abide eternally. This is plural of the root word khalid, which means one who lives forever. So khalidun, ones who abide eternally. Alhamdulillah. So we will start with the tafsir, the explanation of ayat 22 to 25, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only master. He should be worshipped because he created all of us and all those before us. Now why else should we worship him? Besides the fact that he created us all? Because he bestowed so many blessings on us after creating us. Because of all the love he has for us, he bestowed us with so many blessings. He didn't just create us and leave us. So ayah number 22, the first blessing he mentions here is الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. He made the earth a bed for you. SubhanAllah. He made the earth flat for us so we can easily walk on it. It isn't too soft so that we sink in it. Nor is it too hard for us to walk on. It's just perfect. It is the right temperature and doesn't burn us. Then we step on it, even though there's lava deep inside it. It's like a comfortable spread for us to live our lives on. The next blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here is وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And he made the sky a canopy. So this, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sky like a canopy over us that protects the earth from the direct rays of the sun and everything else in space that could be harmful or dangerous if it fell on the earth, whether it's meteors or debris from outer space. The sky is like a protective roof over us. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sent down from the sky water. He sends down water from the sky as the source of life. Without rainwater, there would be no vegetation or livestock that survived, and nothing to drink. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Then he brought out with it provisions or fruits as sustenance for you. So this water that rains from the sky, it brings out provision from the earth for us. Now out of all the plants, fruits are specifically mentioned here because fruits are the most beautiful, the most colorful, sweet, delicious, and nutritious form. Just looking at them, we should sense the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. He made such a variety just for our pleasure. Even looking at it, growing at farms, is so enjoyable for us. And fruit is not a necessity of life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still made it for us, just for our enjoyment. And it comes in such beautiful packaging as a delicacy for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sky such a beautiful shade, different beautiful shades. And the colors of nature around us are also very soothing for us to look at. When we eat fruits that come out of the earth, we don't taste any of the dirt that they grow in, that they grow from, subhanAllah. This is all because he bestowed these blessings on us so we can enjoy them. We must thank him when using these blessings instead of just taking them for granted. And then in the end here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Do not make any partners for him. So the word used here is nid, أَنْدَادًا, which is the plural of the word nid. Nid means any partner or rival. Okay, so there are different forms of nid. The first one that we'll discuss is others that people sometimes start worshipping were making du'as to, even though they did not help create us or even give us any of those necessities to live our lives by. So why should we call upon them? Why should we call them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is our Rabb? He is the one who created us, who sustains us. Sometimes people go to certain people because they believe that they would get their du'as answered. This is a form of shirk. Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly when we need something. Do not make nid or any competitors with him. A sahabi asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the biggest sin? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَن تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ نِدًّا, that you make for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rivals, وَهُوَ خَلَقَ, while He created you. In another part of the Quran, we find out when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and of the mankind, مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ, there are those who take مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْدَادًا, as rivals or equals. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, they love them like the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second form of nid. Okay, this is shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like that we love anyone else as we should love Him, no matter who it is, whether it's a family member, a spouse, children, etc. Some of us Sirin say that when Ismail alayhi salam was born, Ibrahim alayhi salam's heart was filled with love for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him to see if He would give him up in spite of all the love for him by sacrificing him for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most out of everyone. This is the basic component of worship. We must feel intense love for Him to worship Him properly. And this can only happen when we recognize Him well. The third form of nid. So the first two we discussed, the first one was when people invoke others. They call to others for help besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is when they love others like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third nid that people worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their own nafs, their own desires. They only want to do what they like. Even when it comes to following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pick and choose. If they like an order, they follow it. But if they dislike it, they don't implement it in their lives. This can be in the way they dress, the way they speak, celebrate, meet people, and how they spend their time. The nafs gets in the way of being completely submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes nid can also be in other forms, such as wealth, fame, greed, or family traditions that people give so much importance to that they even ignore the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the end here, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that you know. So don't make partners, don't make associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you know that He is the one and only God. He has given us intellect. He has given us a brain that tells us that there is only one Allah to be worshipped, and He is the master of the universe. If anyone ever asks, how do you know? Atheists don't believe in God, but we have many proofs to answer them. Just by using our intellect, we can recognize that there's only one God. Once there was a Bedouin who wasn't educated. Someone asked him how he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. He replied that when you see camel dropping somewhere, you know that a camel has been there. And when you see footprints on land, you can tell that someone has passed from there. So how can one not know that Allah exists when they see the lofty skies, the earth with roads for travel, and the oceans with giant waves? All this proves, it shows that there's one God. SubhanAllah. He described it so simply. Once Harun Rashid asked Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayh, proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. He said the difference of languages, the difference in voices and melodies proves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. Someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa about proof of God also. He said that he was thinking. He said he's thinking something and for them to leave him alone. He said, I'm thinking about what people have said to me. They kept insisting on getting their answer. He said, I'm in deep thought. Imagine there's a boat with lots of different goods for trading. It has nobody in charge of it. But it is still safe and travels fine and stops as needed without anyone who controls it. They asked why he was thinking something that is so impossible. How could such a large boat travel on its own, that it can start and then stop whenever it needs to? How can it travel on its own without a captain? He said, it's sad how you think that a boat can't be managed without a captain, but you don't realize that the earth, the sky, the moon, the sun, the planets, this whole universe can't function without an owner. When they heard this, they all accepted Islam. So a person doesn't need to be very intellectual to understand this. It is very easy to comprehend. In ayah number 23, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا. And if you doubt, if you are in any doubt from what we have sent down to our servant, فَأْتُ بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِ, then bring a surah like it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges anyone who may have a doubt that the Qur'an is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. He challenges them to bring even one surah like it. First of all, there should be no doubt, because we started out with saying لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, which means there's no doubt in it. However, if anybody still has any doubt, they are challenged in some Makki surahs to bring something like it. The surahs that mention this challenge are Surah Bani Israel, ayah number 88, Surah Hud, ayah 13, Surah Yunus, ayah 38, and Surah Tur, ayah 34. Here it is mentioned in this Madani surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, that if you think Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it up, then you can try also. Come up with something like it if you can also. So this challenge, of course, applied to those who doubt it. At the time when Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it is on till the end of time, till the day of judgment. Now, why is it that we never hear that the mushriks of Makkah tried to fabricate ayat after hearing this? Even though the Arabs considered themselves to be so eloquent when it came to speaking and poetry, they knew they could not come up with anything like the Quran, so they never even tried. This miracle should have been enough to lead them to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them in the end here, وَدِعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and call your witnesses from besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you're truthful. He tells them to call all their partners besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help fabricate even one ayah, like the surah. Okay? If needed, they could call all intellectual people, use all their tools. They could even use the jinn. Any partners, anyone to help, to try to come up with a surah like it, if they're truthful. Even the greatest poet around, whose poetry used to be hung by the mushriks of Mecca in the Kaaba, quit after he heard Surah Kawthar. He admitted that he could not come up with anything like it. So the Quran is not just eloquent and concise, it is also full of wisdom that can't be matched. There are rules given in it that are so beneficial to humans in this life, whether they have to do with economics, the society, or anything else. And of course they benefit us in the hereafter. The rules given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead to success in dunya also. When the sahabas, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, followed these rules, Islam actually spread to 3 continents. They were basically ruling the world. Nobody can come up with ayat like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Especially all the things about the ghaib, the unseen, that are told in the Quran. All the predictions given that came true. The stories of the past ummas that are mentioned, that weren't even known by the scholars of the Jews or Nasara, the Jews or the Christians. And the effect that the Quran has on people who understand it, subhanAllah. And even those who don't understand it, they're affected by the rhythm of it when they hear its recitation. The mushriks of Mecca, even though they opposed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, they secretly used to listen to him recite the Quran at night. They knew it was the word of God, but they did not want to admit it. They were very impressed by it, but they just did not want to admit it. Next ayah, ayah number 24, after this challenge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, then if you do not, وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, and you will never be able to. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي, then fear the fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, whose fuel will be mankind and stones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you cannot come up with something like it, and you will not be able to, then fear and save yourselves from the fire. There is no way that anyone can fabricate anything, even close to a surah, when it comes to the language, the wisdom, and the knowledge of the Quran. There are many things mentioned in the Quran that scientists are discovering now, 1400 years later. This whole time, nobody has ever been able to invent even one ayah like it. So the fire will be the resting place for those who deny the Quran. Even if someone says they're Muslim, but they doubt that it is the word of God, they will also end up there. The fuel of this fire will be an-nasu wal-hijara. So this fire, as a fuel, will not have wood. It will not have wood as its fuel. It will be humans and stones. And it is prepared for the disbelievers, anyone who denies. And this fire will not end. Humans will be given a new skin over and over again and put in it again and again. The stones in this fire will be made of sulfur to burn easily. And the idols that the mushriks used to worship will be thrown in with them so they can see their result. So we should really value the Quran and keep in mind that it is the word of the Lord of the worlds, that it deserves our full attention when we read it, and we should try to understand it. Ayah number 25. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And give good news to those who believed and did good deeds. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give glad tidings to those who believe and do good deeds. So, good news of what? أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Indeed, for them will be gardens with rivers flowing underneath. As Muslims, what must we believe in? What kind of belief and good deeds must we have to get to those jannat and the gardens with rivers flowing underneath? We must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, the prophets, his angels, the Quran, the holy books that were revealed, the day of judgment, qadr, which is predestination, and all beliefs. Good deeds follow as a result of iman. Iman is the basic belief. Okay, and good deeds should come as a result of it. If we are unable to do good deeds, the root cause of this is a problem with our iman. So those who do good deeds after believing will be given gardens with rivers for tranquility. We learn through hadith that these rivers will not be deep. Another hadith tells us that the river of Kawthar will have pearls at both its banks. Its dirt will be made of musk. Its stones will be made of gems and jewels. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ. Whenever they'll be given risk or provision in it of any fruits, قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقُنَا مِنْ قَبْلٍ. They'll say, we've been given something like it before. So whenever they'll be given provision, fruits as provision, in these gardens that comes out of them, they will say that we have eaten this before. So here, just looking at the first part of this ayah, tells us that people that live in these gardens will be served rizq there. They will be served there. They won't need to get up and prepare or cook or serve themselves. The second part tells us that they'll remember eating this food before. So there's two meanings to this. The first meaning is that they might remember eating this in dunya, in this life, even though those foods will only resemble what they ate in dunya. They won't be exactly the same. Why they'll be given food that resembles what they ate in dunya is because people enjoy eating the foods that they're familiar with. And the second meaning may be that they would have eaten similar food before in Jannah, similar in appearance and taste. Ibn Kathir says there will be a bowl served to them that they'll eat from. Then another will be presented to them, and they'll say, we just ate this. The angels will tell them to eat again because it tastes different, even though it looks the same. There will be young servers there who serve the people of these jannat. And the people of Jannah, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. They will have pure spouses for them. So they will have pure spouses there, meaning that they will be physically clean, the spouses they'll get. Physically, they'll be clean of all impure things. There will be no menstruation, no need to use the bathroom or anything. And the second way that they'll be clean is that they will be spiritually cleansed. Their hearts will be clean. They'll have clean hearts with no negative feelings at all. These spouses will be the way the person wants them to be. And they will always enjoy each other's company, just like the first time they spent time together. they will be compatible. Sometimes women ask whether they'll also be given spouses in Jannah, and the answer to that is yes. This ayah applies to everyone in Jannah. So even if someone did not have a spouse in this dunya, in this life, they will be given a spouse in Jannah. The word azwaj is used here for spouses, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ, and for them will be spouses or pairs. So this word also has another meaning, which means groups that people can be divided up to. According to their nature, their likes and dislikes, people will be divided up into azwaj, different groups. So people will be given pure friends. Okay, they will be given friends who are like-minded there also, who won't betray them or hurt them. In this dunya, no matter how much we love our friends or they care about us, there are things that happen sometimes that hurt our feelings, or we end up unintentionally hurting the other person's feelings, but that will not happen in Jannah. They will all be like-minded. They'll be divided into groups with like-minded people where they will enjoy each other's company. They will be physically and spiritually clean. And وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will live there forever. SubhanAllah, that this enjoyment that they will be given will not be temporary. It will only increase with time. It will not end. In this life, no matter how much we are enjoying a time or how blessed we feel, we're always afraid that it might end, or that blessing may come to an end or be taken away due to one reason or another. Because this life of the near dunya is very temporary. But there in Jannah, people will not fear losing what they have. All the blessings they will be given will be eternal. They will be there for them forever. They will not come to an end. They will only enjoy spending time there, and that enjoyment will increase with time. Inshallah, we will conclude here for the tafsir of ayah 25. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.